KSL News Time is 6:39. Triple Team Traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we've got a new crash on southbound I-15. It's in South Salt Lake. Doesn't look like much. It's over to the right on I-15, just after the 39th South, just before the 39th South overpass. So it's between 33rd and 39th South. The northbound drive just fine in that part of the valley. It's getting pretty thick northbound I-15, approaching 106 South. And Bangor's got a little bit of northbound delay right at 5400 South in Taylorsville. Eric?
No accidents reported in Utah County so far, so you've got a smooth trek from Spanish Fork all the way to Point of the Mountain. No problems there, 24-minute travel time. Redwood Road just a little bit busy for northbounders to 2100 North, but then it's smooth up the hill to Camp Williams and the county line. Heather?
Things are pretty good through Weber and Davis counties, but it looks like we're starting to see some brake lights southbound 15 through Kaysville, and we may have a car off on the right shoulder in the Centerville area, but it's leading to some very heavy traffic, so you might have to add a couple extra minutes to your drive into Salt Lake. US 89 and Legacy Parkway still at really good speeds, as well as I-84 through Weber Canyon. The Advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-5550 or visit UtahAdvocates.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.